So we're going to study a little bit more on that son of light, that old dragon, that old snake. All right? Isaiah 14 and 12. This is, I believe, part 12 of this series, Total Destruction Through R3. This is the 12th message in this series within the series, which is no longer a series, but just words of life. We're going to call it words of life. Just words of life. That's all. I can't call it. We've been way past the series a long time. If this is a series, it's the longest running series I've ever taught in my life. But it's not a series. It's a game changer. It's a life changer. Words of life. Amen. Here we go. Rhema, the light of our created life. In Isaiah 14 and 12, it says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? O son of the morning, O Lucifer, Daystar was his name, Daystar, or Dayspring." Y'all going to be amazed when you find this out, what you're about to find out today. Dug just a little bit deeper to find out why exactly he has it in for so badly. Why Satan does not want you, Henry, to really get and stay in this reign of word. He wants to cut you off. Son of the morning. He was the son of the morning, which in the Hebrew means light. That's a powerful definition, but then it gets even deeper. You see the next definition next to light? You see this? Whence. Most powerful word we're going to talk about today is whence. Maybe not, but it's huge. Whence. Whence rises. Not only was he the son of the light, but he was the source of the light. Whence is the place or source from which something comes from. The light, what covered God's throne, was the light that was coming out of Lucifer. What covered the throne of God was the light that came out of Lucifer when he worshipped. He worshipped God in a revelation. He worshipped God in the truth. Perfect truth at that, and you're going to see that in a minute. So Lucifer wasn't just the son of the morning. He's also called Dayspring, where day came from, where light came from. So this dude was the source of rhema covering heaven. Oh, help me, Jesus. I didn't know he had it like that. I had no idea. He was the source. I'm going to show you. You're going to see. He was the source where truth was coming from. God had put it in him to breathe, to let it out and cover all of heaven. When he played his pipes that came through his body, when he worshipped, it was in such a rhema. It was in the perfect specter of truth. This dude was the son of Rhema. And he's also noted, Satan was, listen, he's the place and source of Rhema. God had it flowing through him at one time. That's how he was created. He was created to be the son of the morning, the son of life, the son of truth. Help me, Jesus. He was created, also noted as the most powerful angel in all of heaven. Not only the most powerful, but had the most resources and was, if there was a wealth status, he was at the top. His covering was topaz, diamonds, jewels, pearls. He was covered in it. The gold and the silver covered. His lifestyle was that nobody, there was no better looking angel than Lucifer. There was nobody more decked out than Lucifer. And the reason why is because he's the only one that had ring. Help me, Jesus. We're going to talk about this now. Now you know why. Now you know why. He's messing with your money. He's messing with your money. He's messing with our money. He's messing with the glory of God, which is going to release our wealth in the earth realm. It's a part of the package. God wants to adorn you the way he adorned Lucifer, because we are sons of the morning. We are sons of rain, daughters of rain. He knows what's going to transpire if you are able to... If you're able to communicate truth on a level like he did in worship, it causes God to adorn you and to empower you. And he was stripped from it, and he doesn't want nobody else feeling what he felt. Here we go. So he's the son of Rhema, this guy. I see what's up. I see where he's at. A deeper look at the son of the morning. We're going to Ezekiel. We're going to read chapter 28, verses 11 through 19. And it gets really interesting from here. It gets extraordinarily interesting. Now, God is talking to the king of Tyrus, but he's speaking through Ezekiel to the king of Tyrus, but it's a parallel prophecy of the same prophecy that he gave Lucifer when he was falling. And it parallels perfectly. They actually say, some theologians say the king of Tyrus was actually possessed with the fullness of Satan in the earth realm. He used his strategy, his scheme, and how to become wealthy. He used wisdom. In fact, there's a scripture that if you go above it in Ezekiel, around the third or fourth verse or so, it says that he was wiser than even Daniel, the king of Tyrus. He was wiser than Daniel. Daniel was noted as one of the wisest, and Solomon, like, boom. They were very, very wise. But this king was wiser than that of Daniel, and because of the wisdom, he started to gain, become huge. And everybody that was trading in the earth was coming through Tyrus. He was so wealthy. But then he got swole like Lucifer. So 11 through 19 is a parallel prophecy for the king of Tyrus and for Lucifer. It more depicts Lucifer. It tells us his demise and who he was. So let's go. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, there's an anointing in here, take up a lamentation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take up a lamentation upon the king of man, there's an anointing. Upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, ooh, Jesus, thou sayest the Lord God. The Sun report said that God was bringing finality today, that today would be a day of finality. And what finality means, you're going to change with no recourse of going back. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
That's the Sun report. He said the people on the Sun team were praying that for finality today. And there is a change coming with no recourse of ever going back. That's the anointing. Oh, man, there's an anointing here. That's the anointing God wanted to release and is releasing upon us today. Amen? All right. It says, Son of man, take up a lamentation. Thank you, Jesus. Upon the king of Tyrus. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, I receive that, that thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden. So now you know he's not just talking to Tyrus, because there's no earthly king ever to have walked in Eden. The one he taught walked in Eden was Satan.
Amen.
Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Watch this now. Every precious stone was thy covering. This is all because he was the son of Ramah. He was the son of Lot. He had the source of all increase. Thou hast been Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou wast created. I put worship and praise in you, and I created you to carry my glory, my rhema, my light. That when you praised me through worship and praise, rather, and you praised me through an understanding. And that covered and protected, that didn't just cover, that covered and protected heaven. So what God did, because he's carrying the most glorious thing that God could ever give man, which is his word, or rhema, God said, I gave you every precious stone, all gold. You were decked out. You prospered like no other angel. You were far above them, because you were the one that carried the light. And I chose you. Didn't just choose him, but then he gave him one third. Can you imagine God giving 33% of heaven to this angel's charge, and they only obeyed him? He prospered to the point where he was 33.3% owner of heaven. All that charge was his. You don't seem to understand this, and we don't seem to get it. While we're under this rhema word, we're taking his position.
Yes.
All of the glory and the prestige and the wealth now transfers over to us. The Bible says he was the anointed cherub. Let's read on. It says, the workmanship of the tabrets of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. And you know he's not talking about man. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect. Underline perfect. We're going to kill that word in just a second. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. Word till means kind of points to the time. Till it was time. So there was always a defect in him. And at the appointed time in eternity, which is timeless, which is ridiculous, but at the appointed time, iniquity would be found in him for God's full plan for a whole nother level. Think about it. For a whole nother level of worship and praise to come in. He was created to worship. Now man would come in by choice and worship. Now, can you imagine the rhema you have by choice, by your choosing? By you having free will. Lucifer didn't have free will there. But now we have free will where we don't have to worship God or we don't have to read rhema. So now the effect of the worship and praise is beyond even that which Lucifer gave when we stay in rhema. So watch this. The reward is actually better. Stay with me now, right? It's a strange message because it really deals in money. It's really strange how it really points to wealth. When you are a carrier of the light and you come into it, you will never find Jesus looking like he looked on earth ever again. Amen. He is back in his glory. Gold is his vesture. He's decked in the finest linen and gold because he stepped back into the fullness of the light. Guess what? You as he is, so you now in this world. We shouldn't be broke, busted, and disgusted in any manner. We shouldn't be going through nothing. All right, here we go. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Mm-hmm. I will cast thee, and see the difference between him and us, is that Christ protects us. Staying in rhema now, there's nothing in your spiritual DNA that will cause you to go back and revert. Once you're changed here, it's not in your programming to ever go back. Once you touch the created life and you come fully to it, you won't fail. There is no failure. Failure is not an option. The prophetess won't prophesy. I'll do her job. She's supposed to be right there.
No.
Yes, you are. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted men. There's such an anointing in here. It's ridiculous. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from in the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, that's not what you think, and never shalt thou be any more. He's not talking about he's going to terrorize, no. It's talking about he's going to be in terror. He's in trouble. It's him. All right? Here we go. We're going back up to verse 15. Now, extraordinary, this is extraordinary revelation. It says in verse 15, let's read it again. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. The title of our message is here. Rhema, the light of our created life. Now watch this. Satan was in a place of absolute perfection. Now, the word perfection means this. Entire, without blemish, he was whole. But this is the best part of that definition. What is complete or entirely in accord with truth and fact? Help me, Jesus. All right, I'm going to read it again. What is complete or entirely in accord with truth? What's truth, Joshua? Thank you, sir. And fact. Truth can be wisdom. Truth is rhema. To be in the truth is more powerful to be in what's true.
Come on.
So he was complete in accord with Rhema. He was one with the Rhema. He had a Rhema about God. That's why he worshiped. That's why he was chosen to praise. He had perfect Rhema about the Father. This book of Psalms says, praise ye the Lord, all ye with understanding, praise ye our God. God doesn't like people praising that don't understand. Because you just give them a bunch of words. You know those old hymnals, they go in those churches, open up those hymnals, they all start singing. And there's nothing in there but dust. Nothing on the atmosphere but dust. It's because they don't understand the word that they're saying. Satan was perfect in Rhema about the Father. He knew everything about him in Rhema. That's why he could praise. And when he praised, light came out of him, my God. Light came forth out of him when he praised. And filled, it covered, completely covered the throne. He was a son of Rhema, and he prospered because of it. He was a son of the morning. And out of him came that word. You don't seem to understand. Every time you open your mouth in Rhema, you're doing what Lucifer used to do. Every time it comes on you and you can't take it, those are your pipes inside of you blowing out towards God. Crazy. Jesus.
Come on.
Every time we open our mouths, right now, God is being praised right now because of the truth that's here, because of the rhema that's here. This is now covering and creating light. And the benefits that Lucifer had are ours. You guys with me?
Amen.
Satan at one time held the most prestigious position in heaven. He was a rhema factory. He held truth itself in perfection. He held truth itself in perfection. He knew every intricacy about God. Could you imagine that level? Jesus, help me, Lord. He held truth itself in perfection, considered second to God himself. He flourished like no other angel. He also was noted as being the most powerful outside of God himself, all because he was rhema filled. My cousin used to say this, and I love him so much. My cousin, Tracy, he said, I want you to call me Lucifer. He says, because that's what I do. I'm like, man, you crazy. I ain't calling you the devil. He said, no, you don't get it. Back then, I wasn't really, I was like, man, you want me to call you the devil? Okay, I'll call you Lucifer. Because as he worshiped, as I preached, right, he would worship and sing the word and write a song. And it would just come out of him and it would fill the house. Dynamic worship. He still belongs here. No lie. Best worshiper we ever had. He would sing every message. He would it become a song. And during the altar work, the power of God that would fall was so tremendous because he was now, I just preached it, now he's prophesying in the song. He was Lucifer. He really was. And he still is. And we now have to understand that while we're in Rhema, what's coming out of your mouth is light. We are sons and daughters of light. In him was the light of men. In him. In who? In Rhema was the light of men. It is the light that shines into the created life. And when you touch the created life, when you touch that created life, my God, all things become possible. You can move any kind of mountain here. Anything in your way. Now, it's all that, man, everything in you, in your way, is perishable. It just can drop and die. Because you are now in the place where darkness is coming at you, and you're prophesying light. Does light take over darkness?
Yes, it does.
I had never seen darkness take over light. I could be in the corner of this building in pitch black, and I have a lighter, and you're all the way over there. You are going to see my light in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Light always trumps darkness. So now Satan has become all darkness, trying to keep us from being the light. But when we prophesy against the darkness, we prophesy against what he's trying to do to us. And our light is taking over, and it's creating the life of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at your neighbor and say, don't stop prophesying.
Don't stop prophesying.
We now have that light. And all, somebody say all.
All.
All its benefits. All of its benefits belong to us. All of the benefits. We're going to look at 1 John chapter 5, chapter 1 rather, 5 through 8. We're going to chop up this right here. We're going to smoke this until we high. Good and high. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." God is light. Underline the word light and underline the word darkness or highlight it, because it's going to bless your world. In him was no darkness at all. I love this here. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as. Somebody see that word as? If we walk in the light as he, as, even as. That actually means even as, or just like. So, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship, underline fellowship, one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ is propitiation. Why? Because I'm walking in rain. Help me, God. And the blood of Jesus, propitiation, sets in and cleanses me from all sin. So if I'm in the light, then my mind is propitiated. Help me, God. If my mind is propitiated, it means I'm in the light. If I'm in the light, it means I have the benefits that Lucifer once had. It means I'm anointed. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, I like this here. This is really going to enlighten somebody right now. Someone's going to get really blessed and delivered. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Wait a minute. So when I'm in sin, it's best to identify with the sin. That way I stay in the light. Oh! Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. That's what this says here. If we say I don't have sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth, help me, the light, is not in us. But if I say I got issues, God, help me, God, get me out, God, hey, then now I'm in the light. That's why he says, I credit you guys righteousness. I impute it unto you when you're walking in rhema. I give you credit. Although you're in sin, I still give you credit because you don't, man, you don't deny the sin you're in. That's just a sidebar. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's good poetry. Where you at, people? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Somebody's getting broke out right now. Darkness. We're darkness. Now look at this here. In God is no darkness at all. Now the word darkness is this. Used of ignorance of divine things. And it's associated with wickedness. And the resultant misery in hell. Misery of hell. In other words, what it does is this. This is what darkness does. It means the word, somebody help me with that word, I can't find it. Resultant occurring, I couldn't find it for some reason. It means occurring or produced as a result or consequence of something. So the resultant, in other words, this is darkness. This is darkness. This is what it means to walk in darkness. It doesn't mean that you're walking in sin, because when you're walking in sin, but you know you're in sin, you're not in darkness. Help me, Jesus. So sin is not darkness. But here's what becomes darkness, is when the resultant misery in hell begins to manifest. That's the, in other words, the life that Satan is, the created life, he begins to block that. Help me, Jesus. Yeah, it's going to be a slap in the face to all of us. When the created life is being blocked and the resultant misery, meaning the occurring or produced as a result or consequence. So in other words, my origin is coming from him. My not enough, my sickness in my body. All these things are an occurrence, or it's produced as a result or consequence. All because I'm not staying in rhema. So now, I'm getting hell's results in my life. The misery that hell, that's the actual definition. The resultant misery in hell. Listen, I'm going to read it again. Used of ignorance of the divine things. Anytime I step away from rhema, I'm ignorant. I'm going to say that again. No. It's true. Let me tell you. Because rhema is the one truth. Amen. It's the only truth. Yes. So if I step away from Rhema, if I don't have truth, what do I have? Ignorance. A lie. I have ignorance. Rhema is the one truth. I'm going to show you how simple this is. One minute you are in Rhema. And so now you're there in all the truth. But the moment you start to slack off, the moment you pull away and you start to entertain and you start to think about problems and situations, you are now ignorant. Once you step over to the ignorance of this thing, now you're in darkness because Rhema is your only hope of light. Now you're in darkness and the resultant misery in hell begins to manifest. So in other words, what's occurring on your life is being produced by the darkness that you're in, which is coming from hell.
That's why it's important for you to prophesy.
It's important to prophesy.
So you can take claim of your birthright.
And you bring a light.
Prophesy.
It's the truth. You take claim of your birthright. And do you realize that when you prophesy under Rhema, you are now shedding light to the dark. Wait, what? I'm going to prove it to you. Watch this light bulb go off on all y'all. You're bringing light to the darkness. Well, how do you see that, Pastor? Look at your own mindset. By the time you're done prophesying, your misery and darkness and your despair is now illuminated with hope and belief and faith. You lit the torch. Lit. It's lit up in your mind. Your mind now is back on track. You ever get oppressed and you sit there in the oppression, but you can't take it no more, so you get up and deal with it? Like, that's enough! When you finally get up, you lit the torch. In this thing, this is what darkness is. Now watch this. In God, that light is God, and in him is no darkness. In him is no misery. If you ever become miserable, you are in darkness.
Jesus, come on.
Say it really. Claim. God help you, Jesus. There's an anointing here. He said, we're coming across finality. We're going to get changed and never be able to go back again. In God, there is no misery. Even God's shadow is light. Oh, gosh. All right, here we go. All right. So it's used of ignorance of divine things. So now, when I step out of Rhema, and I start to figure out my own trouble, I end up miserable. I'm in the fullness of darkness. Now I'm caught in Satan's lair. Now I'm caught in his backyard. I need to be in Lucifer's yard of who he used to be. In the truth. So what he's doing is bringing darkness against truth, and he's trying to beat God with darkness. I'll create my own world, my own doctrine, and I'll suck them in to keep them from the light. I'll tell them they say faith, I'll give them doubt. They say they have hope, I'll give them fear. They say they have a courage, or I'll give them fear. I'll reverse everything that God did, and I'll create my own world and dilute their minds so they never come into the light.
Never looking back.
Never looking
back.
Never going back.
But receiving spiritual illumination.
Say that again.
Apprehending Rhema.
Say that again. Say it again. I wanted you to say that one part. Say it all again.
Never looking back. Never going back. But receiving spiritual illumination.
Come on.
Light.
It's in the prayer. It's in the prayer. What is that? What prayer was she reading today, by the way? Why was that so long?
That was the last prayer.
Really? We haven't gone there in a while. That's Tanya's fault. I got my own private prayer I'm working on every day. I got my own private prayer for my own providence. I got my private providence with a private prayer. So I haven't been reading that one. I thought that sounded like push, so I was running the atmosphere. I was somewhere else. I'm sorry. But all right. So now, we understand this. Let's go back up to Scripture. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. So now I understand. I'm talking about, I have fellowship with him, but yet I'm miserable. You're not in fellowship with him, and I'm going to show you what that fellowship is worth in just a minute now. Now, I'm lying if I'm miserable, but yet saying, I'm good, Pastor, I'm good, everything good. No, you're miserable. Stop lying. You're in the dark. And you can't produce any life from your dark place. Rhema is the the light for the created life. Hallelujah. I stay under Raymer and I've got light and I can bring the created life into my world. All right, here we go. But if we walk in the light as he, that's three times a day. Always propitiated. Watch. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, I didn't even give you a definition of light yet. We have fellowship one with another. Help me, Jesus. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses. I'm propitiated. I stay in the light. On my mind is, I never get miserable. Uh-oh. I'm dressed like Lucifer used to be. I can prophesy. It will reach heaven. And the blood of Jesus Christ, so that's my key, right? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Darkness, got that. Resolute, resilient, resultant, occurring or produced as a result or consequence of something. In other words, the result of a miserable life comes as a result of ignorance to understanding the mystery of the kingdom, which is simply staying in the rain. When we come out of the light, which is slash rhema, hell results or appears in our lives. It's kind of like rhema 101 right there. Kinda. Light. Here's what light means. Proving that it's about the rhema of truth and its knowledge. Together with spiritual purity. Associated with it, that which is exposed to the view of all. Openly, publicly. Wait. Let me slow down. Light means of truth. What is truth, Joshua?
Rhema.
Thank you, sir. And what is knowledge? Knowing is what?
Seeing.
Seeing rhema. I'm not just hearing, but I'm seeing rhema. Help me, God. Am I giving you too much?
No.
Are we ready for more?
Yeah.
All right, seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Of truth and its knowledge, together with its spiritual purity. So what happens is, I stay in rhema, and it is absolutely pure. There's no mixture. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Help me, Jesus. I stay in the light, and I have no mixture. I have spiritual purity because I'm in the light. Now, that's amazing, Kurt, and I love how the definition says spiritual purity because it makes sense because we go back up to this verse. Verse number 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. So wait a minute, my sin does not identify or does it mean that I'm pure or not? Oh, wait, no, don't get me wrong, you're going to come out of sin. But when I don't identify with the sin, I stay in spiritual purity is what I'm trying to tell you. Even before I get delivered, I'm spiritually pure, I'm without mixture. Oh, you guys didn't catch that. Spiritual purity is staying in the truth. As long as I'm staying in the truth, oh God help me, I'm still without mixture. I can still prophesy and Satan will be under my feet. But if I deceive myself and say I ain't doing nothing wrong, you ain't got a pot to go to the bathroom in or a window to throw it out. You guys with me?
Yes.
Go a little bit further now. Of truth and its knowledge, together with spiritual purity, associated with that which is exposed to the view of all. That's the definition. Openly, publicly. So now what God is going to do is give you, he's going to show everyone around you that you are in the light. Somebody say, here comes my money.
Here comes my money.
You guys are chicken, come on. Don't you know that holiness and righteousness and money go together?
Amen.
Don't you realize that the blessing of the Lord, which maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, goes with all this here?
Yes.
So now, somebody say, here comes my money.
Here comes my money.
Saying it like you're apprehensive. I don't know if that's holy. We talk about holy things. I don't talk about money. Money is right. Good God Almighty. The love of money is wrong.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The truth. I'm telling the whole truth, man. God wants us blessed, man. Listen, he dressed Lucifer, which he knew, he put in his doggone hard drive. One day this guy's going to turn his back on me.
Yeah.
But because right now he's carrying my rhema, I've got to adorn him the way that he should be under rhema.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody better get this, man, and go for it. Look at your neighbor and say, go for it.
Go for it.
God, you guys are sluggish. You're not receiving this. This is real deal stuff here. God wants us adored because of this. I'm going to show you now. I ain't shown you. I ain't connected it yet. All right, here we go. It also means, this is what light means. The power of understanding. The power of understanding. When I'm in the light, I'm under the power of understanding. Let me back up. The fact that I know to stay in the light is the power of understanding.
Come on, man.
Amen. The fact that I understand, stay in the study, that's the power of understanding.
Because you know what to do.
Because I know what to do. And then it becomes a light under my feet, and a lamp under my pathway, and a light under my feet. Direction to created life. Here we go. The fact that I just understand, getting the rhema work, my God, that is the power of understanding. Satan was this guy. He was this guy. He was of truth and its knowledge together, spiritual purity. All this was him. Now all this is becoming us. All right? Moral and spiritual truth. In other words, when I stay in the truth, when I stay in the truth, rhema, the power of understanding causes a purity, no more mixture, that will spring forth to the outside for all to see. The results are the opposite of what darkness or ignorance produced. Instead of misery, I walk in life, and life more abundantly. We seeing that?
Amen.
Man, this is like framing this message. I walk, instead of being miserable, I now walk in life and life more abundantly because I stay in the rhema, and the darkness that tries to steal my blessing can't, because the light keeps me on the pathway to the blessing until the blessing comes.
Amen. That's good.
Anybody in debt right now? Can anybody feel the debt that they're in? Sometimes wants to overwhelm us. Right, watch this. But when you stay in the light, what happens to the feeling or misery of the debt? It dissipates. That means you're in the light of creation, which you're about to create your blessing and your miracle.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, help me. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Amen.
Verse number 7 says, if we are in the rhema, we have fellowship one with another. Now here we go. Everything I said right here. The word fellowship means partnership. It means social intercourse. And I noticed something about our ministry. We have this partnership. We do have a social intercourse that we can't control because we are always talking about rain. It also means pecuniary benefaction. Pecuniary benefaction. Pecuniary benefaction, relating to or consisting of money. There's a pecuniary benefaction. Wait. I said, okay, I used to know what benefactor means. Kurt talked about it a while ago. But then I went back and looked it up again. In other words, the benefactor begins to give financial aid to the children that stay in the light. I didn't make this definition up. If you go to your Strong's, you can go there right now and look up fellowship. It means pecuniary benefaction relating to or consisting of money. In other words, what happens is the benefactor begins to give financial aid to the children that stay in light. That's why they got out of debt in the book of Acts, because they had fellowship one with another. Oh, wait a minute. The fact that we're kicking it via text, and we're always talking about this rhema, you're agitating the benefactor. No, it's not. That's the Lord Jesus. You're agitating him to the point where he says, I have to bless him. They're carrying my light. And the definition of light means to come into the view of everyone. They're just like them. Just like Satan. It's like, oh my gosh, everybody under rainbow got blessed. Everybody knew that they were blessed. Everybody knew that God was with them. And so what's happening here, what we're doing is there's an agitation, if you will, for lack of a better word. And there's something that's causing Jesus to say, let me get it into their hands. Let me bless them. These are my people. It's not just words coming out of their mouth, but let everybody see the life that they live. Let everybody around them understand that these are sons and daughters of Rhema. Sons and daughters of the light.
Yes.
All things were made by him. And not anything that was made wasn't made by him. Creation comes the way that God intended it because we stay in the light. Misery comes because you cross or you neglect the light and you step into ignorance.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm going to shake, rattle, and roll everybody in here that's not stepped into the light right now. I don't care what kind of hell you're going through. Get your behind back into the light.
Amen.
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 There is no hope in your misery. There's no manifestation in your misery. That is Satan's place of holding. That's the stronghold he's got over you. In other words, the benefactor begins to give financial aid to the children that stay in the light. That's why they got out of debt in the book of Acts. Christ became their benefactor and aided them in all their needs. Benefactor means this. Huh?
A donation or gift.
Or gift. Usually it says of what?
Of money.
Of money. He begins to gift us because of us being in the light. There's nobody sitting in this room that can tell me I'm lying.
No.
When I stay under the misery or darkness, ignorance, and I stay away from the word, and I saturate myself with worldly social media, all this other rhetoric garbage, trying to keep my mind off of problems. You're not keeping your mind off of problems. You're right where the problem wants you to be.
It's too distracted.
You're totally distracted, and you're miserable behind that. Rhema is the light that gets us into the creative life. Satan knew it from the beginning. Having been the son of Rhema, the son of all light. You don't understand. One third followed him. You don't understand. They also praised him. He knew after a while he was a bad man. He knew he was the most prosperous and the strongest. I'm going to tell you something. You have to believe this, but I'm going to tell you. Michael couldn't even deal with Satan or Lucifer if they ever had gotten into it, which could never happen, in the heavenly place. He couldn't even think about dealing with him. The anointing and the strength that Lucifer had was beyond anybody. Because nothing can break Rhema. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Can Michael beat God?
No.
Lucifer had all of the Word.
Until
we came along, and now the strength we have in Rhema. You think it's play, like when you get up and you get in the Rhema, and the situation kind of jacked up a little bit, but then you get in Rhema and you begin to prophesy about the situation. You think it's play? You are chasing out principalities and powers so fast. Things that could have brought destruction are gone. In moments. This is, you have the most powerful weapon in all of creation. That's why they got out of debt in the book of Acts. Christ became their benefactor and aided them in all their needs. And this is what the Lord said. Stay in the light. He loves seeing our fellowship that we have one with another. As Satan was, we shall be flourishing and beautiful in every way. The affinity is natural. It's flowing, authentic. Our love for one another in here is authentic.
Yes.
It's without games. It's been tested and tried through many mistakes. It's been tested and tried on so many levels, but for some reason it can't get broken. For some reason our trust and faith in one another is still holding. You think it's because we're church folks? You're crazy.
Right.
I've been done left this church. I packed. I packed it up, Mom. I'm trying to tell you right now, I'd have been gone. But the Rhema word has built an affinity that causes Jesus to say, you know what he sees when he sees us? You want to know why? I'm done right now. You want to know why, Marsha, he does what he does when he sees this kind of fellowship? When he sees us here? You know what he's looking at? He's looking at his wife. He's looking at his bride. When we have fellowship one with another, together, we become the bride. Not Kurt alone. He can't be the bride alone. Because Kurt ain't the only one called. But when we come together and act right together, he sees his woman. He says, let me go ahead and bless her. What I got, she got. Because he sees the fellowship. You better read Ephesians until they all come together into the unity of the faith. Till they all come. You better read and find out for yourself. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it. Cleansed her, washed her with water of the word. That she might be presented herself holy and without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, man. When we are like this, he sees his bride. And that's why he's pouring out. Like Kurt's going to take Shatina to dinner after church. Hallelujah. Say amen, As Kurt is taking Shatina, so Christ takes us. Want me to prophesy some diamonds in there?
Amen.
Diamonds. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You still want that new truck?
Amen.
I speak that new truck. Kurt's like, dog, Pastor, why you break your I speak that new truck in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The house they walk in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the children too. Bless
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hey, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Yes, God. Do you want some?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. All right. What you want, Carolyn? Say what you want. Ah, God said, say it now.
Children in my house.
Children in house. I speak it. Seed of your own to create in Jesus' name. Ooh, yes, Lord. And wealth comes to you in the name of Jesus to buy her the house that she wants. Hallelujah. When he sees this, the benefactor is released over the house. The rhema has so much worth, it's ridiculous. We are now sons and daughters of the morning. The rhema comes out of our mouth. I'm going to tell you this. Rhema is your greatest level of worship. Mm.
Amen.
To prophesy rhema is the greatest level of worship. It's the greatest it's the greatest level of praise. And it covers and creates and causes God to move. So who's going to sit in misery? Man, if you can't see Satan on every level and on every side now, you're crazy. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Rhema is the life that leads to the created life. It's the light that leads to the created life. It's the light that leads us there. It's the light. And that light shines in darkness. And the darkness can't comprehend it. It can't understand how to win. It can't figure out how to take Dennis fully down. Because your light shines in darkness and my light shines in darkness. It can't figure out how to defeat us. It comprehends not. It can't figure out. That's why you always get a way of escape. It can't figure out how to hold you in bondage. That darkness can't figure out how to keep you. It's got destruction written all over it. You're out to destroy you completely. But it just can't seem to figure out how to comprehend. I just had Joshua last week. What you mean he's flourishing next, the week after? What are you talking about? I just held him. I had him. I was killing him. All of a sudden, he does some kind of reversal and gets up off the mat. All of a sudden, now my shoulders are on the mat. That's what rhema does, man, when you're in darkness. But let's not just live the life that says, let me catch up. Let's not live that life that says, okay, now I got to get serious because I'm up against it. Let's not live that life.
Amen.
Let's live the life that the Creator had chosen, the created life. Life and life more abundantly. How old are you going to be when you die, Providence?
Amen.
124?
Amen.
She ain't playing.
Amen.
And in your right mind.
Yes.
So these few years of being in that chair don't bother you, does it? Because the majority of your life is still way ahead.
That's right.
Come on now.
Amen.
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 See, I want you guys to put your supernatural hat on. I got too many people in carnal places in this place right now, and it's really irking me, to tell you the truth. Because we're beyond this. We're way out there. We're not here in this place. What you see in front of you is not your end.
Amen.
It's nowhere near your end. So you can prophesy. Get that darkness out of there. That misery, man, please. Monday, bring it on. Hallelujah. Let Monday come.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Let it come. Because I'm enlightened. I've got creation on my side.
Amen.
I just wanted to add something. Last few days when I was on a rampage in Rhema, that Rhema itself becomes wisdom in the natural realm. And it's also tied to the spiritual. Because I'll explain what I mean. I remember, as I begin to be fluent in Rhema, I start speaking things out. It didn't become words. It actually become words of my own wisdom of speaking certain things. And I even looked at it in the situation of business. Out of the blue, I started turning things around. Things that I spoke on, now I saw wisdom now, knowing what to say, how to say it, and direct it to the person who I needed to say it to. Everything fell in line because it becomes pure wisdom. Kind of like the same thing how it was with Solomon. That's why he could never fail. That's why he was rich beyond measure. Because when he said, when he asked for wisdom, it was Rhema that God gave him.
It's the truth.
And with that, with Rhema, created wisdom on every level.
It's the truth. It's so true. It comes into that which is changing my inside, comes to my outside. That all changes. That all changes. All that begins to, man, it begins to lead you in the natural.
It's in the front.
It is? What does it say? Yeah. Come to the outside. Come on, Tanya.
We'll be proven.
We are sons of the morning. Dayspring. That's pretty powerful. Do you realize what that means? That you, Dayspring, you are the person that day springs from. So you can choose to put light on anything anytime you want.
You're the morning.
Got to receive it. He said, I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars. All those burning gases that have light, I'm going to be above them to make sure their light don't shine. My light's big, man. He can't take this. Burning above. What?
Supernova.
Come on, man. Let your light so shine.
It's so bright.
Doesn't it say something about that? Let your light shine so my Father might see and glorify something.
In him was life. Mm-hmm. And the life was the light of man.
That's how we started the message.
Rhema. That was the life that was in him. It was Rhema.
That's how it is, the light to the created life. Mm-hmm. In him was life, and the life was the light.
And the word is spoken of being both the light and the life.
Yeah.
So he's saying,
that's the revelation of the whole message right there. In him was life, and the life was
the light of man.
It's Rhema. Rhema is, it's like, okay, all right, we just framed out that.
Right?
That's it. But the comparison is, look at Lucifer.
Yes.
Comparison is that up against that right there, that level of glory, but it's actually beyond that. But we can look at what he had and how God blessed and prospered and how powerful he was.
It's almost a type of, he is a
type
of shadow
of
the church.
You're telling the truth. But we got to accept that and be the children. Listen, just don't, bottom line, all right, if I say it all in a nutshell, stop letting misery control you.
Yes.
Just stop it. That's ridiculous. You have the light. Stop letting misery control you and dictate and tell you what's what. It ain't going to be. Stand up against it. With the Rhema word of God. Period. Listen. The bottom line is, this is what I learned. If it don't move the first time, try again. But don't give up until it moves.
Amen.
Keep knocking. That darkness will flee. All right. Rhema is a life that leads to the created life. Kirk, bug out that. It's like, man, all right. There's no excuses. We have none. All right, stand to your feet. I'm done. You ain't making me dig that deep. I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it. We got this.
Amen.
Shatina said it today in the prayer, giving praise along the way. See, darkness may be all around me on the outside, but there's this illumination on the inside that the darkness on the outside can't stop. I don't care what he does. I don't care what's going on. There's this light burning on the inside of me that's about to consume all of what he's been trying to do on the outside.
Amen.
And it's burning bright. It's burning bright. I used to get so angry at my mistakes.
Yes.
Just about maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, I'd get angry at my mistakes. I'd be like crying and angry and just all jacked up. Now, I try to get angry, but God says, you see where you really are, and you know where you're really going.
Amen.
He said, so don't even take no father back. Yeah, I am headed that way. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, God. Yes, yes. And it just makes me, I'm a locomotive right now. Even in the midst of imperfection, but man, I'm a locomotive. And I'm not going to lose my steam. I'm going to lose my light. I love it. I'm loving it. Loving it. Loving it. And I think I get attacked worse than anybody in the room. I really believe that. And I'm not saying that for naught. But the attack that I get is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, punch Satan in the face before you come up. Get your hands up high. Punch him in the face. Chunk him. Do what you want to do. Kurt, you got a lot of moves. Dennis, you got some MMA moves. Knock that boy upside his head. Take a moment. We're not talking to the principalities. We're not dealing with princes no more. We're going to the king of his lair. We're going right to the jugular. Going right to the jugular. We're going right in it. Right there in it. So now take a minute. Go ahead. Say the Lord rebuke thee on every level. We are now children of the light. Oh, yes. And we are shining in the midst of your darkness, devil. My God. Every plan. My God. Everything you have in store. You thought you had in store for us. We are attacking you. I'm not talking to your prince. I'm not talking to any imp. I'm coming right at you, Satan. And in the name of Jesus, the Lord rebukes you.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
I carry his light. And because I carry that light, I've got power and authority over you. In Jesus' name, get your hands off of all that we've got. Get your hands off of everything God has intended for us.
Yes. Right now.
In every plan, my God. Somebody in the room is so heavy laden. You're having a hard time shaking out of this. You've got more heaviness than you can shake a stick at. And you need to recognize and confess what you're going through.
Amen.
You're not a robot in Rhema. You're in the truth.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Truth gets to tell the truth, praise God. My light isn't that bright. Somebody needs to really confess that there's a heaviness. And it's awful. And it's going to drag you out of your season.
Hallelujah.
It's good that you've exasperated all your efforts. That's good. But now you need to describe unto God how weak you really are. Don't deceive yourself, and don't take it as it comes. It's a lie from the devil, too. Don't settle in and say whatever happens, happens. You make what's supposed to happen, happen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God Almighty. God Almighty. God Almighty. God Almighty. God Almighty. Yeah, God Almighty. Push back that darkness now. And now, no. You get a part of the word that's still alive in you, and you think on that, and then you prophesy from that which is alive in you. You speak to that. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, just a little bit of labor, say unto that mountain, be thou removed, my God in heaven. And then watch how your ancestry starts to wake up, and more rhema starts to come up, and more rhema starts to come up, and all of a sudden now you're prophesying with an army of rhema behind you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on, do a little warfare on the atmosphere right now, everybody. Just do a little warfare, just a little bit of warfare. Bring him down. Bring him down. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bring him down. Come on, bring him down. 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 My God, my God, my God. Loose your hold, Satan, that I need it right now. Untie that soul right now. I'm telling you, untie that soul right now in the name of Jesus. Get your hands up off the oppression. Get up out of here. Satan, the Lord rebukes you.